are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Jesus waited 30 years before beginning public ministry. He endured betrayal, delay, and even silence from heaven. He never rushed the process. If the Son of God embraced long-suffering, how much more should we? In a world obsessed with speed, we follow a Savior who walked. All right? He walked, and this is the example that we're trying to follow in this conversation with our elder. We want to learn about long-suffering from Jesus' earthly life and his ministry, and also we want to understand why it is that we often equate slowness with weakness, even though Jesus modeled otherwise, okay? And of course, we want to know how we can invite the Holy Spirit to grow long-suffering in our own daily choices. So let's get straight into it this morning. What do we learn about long-suffering from the example that we see in the life and ministry of Jesus Christ?
Jesus is an example, as much as we use him awesomely because we are Christians and we are following his footsteps. Mm-hmm. When it comes to long-suffering, Jesus suffered enough, and this happened from situations he found himself in. Talk about the people he served, people he mingled with. He had to exhibit long suffering, including the disciples. He had disciples who were of different lifestyles. He had people who had tempers. He had people who were slow. He had people who had doubts, likes of Thomas. He had people who betrayed him at the end of the day, like Judas. But we find Jesus exhibiting long suffering. Because he could not expel any of them during the 3.5 years he spent with them in the ministry. Even at a given some time, at a given point, heaven seemed to be silent on Jesus when he was handling some anguish, especially at the Garden of Gethsemane. But Jesus remained patient. He waited. When you talk about this ministry, Jesus knew he had that power from the beginning, even when he was a child. But he waited patiently until he was 30 years that he began his ministry. In between here, the Bible is silent. So he remained steadfast until the time was ripe and he executed the plan. Mm. So we learn a lot from Jesus himself when it comes to long-suffering.
Yeah. And then how can we invite the Holy Spirit to grow long-suffering in our own daily choices?
The Holy Spirit, as we read, is always available to anyone from the time we get saved. He is always available to anyone, and he is always knocking at our doors. But the invitation we need to have to give this Holy Spirit should be deliberate. Like in our daily endeavors, we need to invite the Holy Spirit to guide us. Because when he guides us, if the Holy Spirit guided us to somewhere, maybe we find things are not so pleasing to us, he is also able to give us grace. Mm-hmm. He is also able to give us grace to go through. If it is a situation, to go through that situation and at the end of the day come out more successful and maybe better than we were. So we need not to have a given point of time maybe to invite the Holy Spirit, but it should be a culture that the Holy Spirit should be the guide. He should be our guide, because when Christ went, he said, "I will send you a comforter who will be a teacher and I will guide you." So we should always invite him that whenever we find ourselves in difficult situations, he can also show us the route, the exit route. Because the Bible says that God cannot allow us to go through difficult situations which we cannot have an escape route. Mm. So the escape route could be there. But if we are not under the prompts of the Holy Spirit, we cannot see the escape route. So we should invite him always through prayer. We should invite him always liberately.
Beautiful. That's powerful. And what practical habits can help us to respond to frustration with faith rather than with anger?
Practically speaking, when you talk about frustrations, much of time we respond to frustrations with anger. And because we are believers and we believe that God has good plans for us, as he says in the scriptures, practical ways we can respond to frustrations with faith rather than anger. One of them could be we need to pause. We pause and think, meditate. As we pause, we need to pray. Mm-hmm. Let us have that habit of praying for every situation, because the Bible says pray without ceasing. So when we pray without ceasing, it means we subject every other happening to prayer, because that way we will be seeking for divine guidance. When we pray, when we pause, I said we pause, during this moment we have paused, we pray, and not only praying, but we meditate upon the word. We need to ask ourselves, like if we found ourselves in situations that are not favorable to us, what is the agenda of heaven about the situation on our lives? Maybe God has an intention that there's something we need to learn from whatever situation we find ourselves in, including death of our loved ones. Let us seek divine guidance on that. And as we pray and meditate upon the word, at times it's good also we seek guidance from other people. Let us mingle with other people. It's good you seek a mentorship from other people. If you are going through something that is a bit disturbing, it's good also to seek advice from people who have gone through the same. So the Holy Spirit will come to you through these other people to teach you maybe how to overcome that. And maybe lastly, it's good to surrender. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, at times as human beings, we want to fix things. And we want to use our knowledge, we want to use our strength to fix things. If something proves to be above you and beyond your control, surrender it to God. Mm. So when you surrender it to God, wait upon him to fix it by himself. Mm. Let us not have that habit of trying to fix things, yes, using our wisdom. Because at times we will fail and fail terribly. We surrender. If something proves to be above you, the book of John chapter 3 verse 30 says, if anything proves to be above you, leave it to one who is above you. Mm. Because the one who is above you will fix it.
Yeah.
He has that strength to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. And then finally, my elder, how does embracing long suffering help us to reflect Christ more clearly to others?
As Christians, we are told the best way we can sell Christ to the world is through our fruit. Of course, it's a single fruit of the Holy Spirit. And this fruit, which is born by the Holy Spirit, there is no way it can be mature without long suffering and other things. So if we are in a society where people are reading us, because the Bible says we are open letters, okay, people will read more about us even through long suffering. Mm. Like if we have found ourselves in situations that need long suffering, if we have found ourselves in situations that need patience, if we have found ourselves in situations that don't need instant reaction, we need to practice long suffering. Because at the end of the day, even without mentioning a fast, even without praying, even without reading a word to people, people can say this person has the Holy Spirit in him, the Holy Spirit who has enabled him to practice patience. We visit offices where people mistreat us, but our long suffering will teach these people that we are Christians. Mm. We visit eateries, we visit amenities, social amenities, where people are not so careful. But if we practice long suffering with people, especially people who are negative, people who are not Christians, then we could have sold to them a Christ-like character without even reading the Bible.
Yeah, beautiful. Any final thoughts? We've come to the end of our conversation for this week. Any final thoughts or main points that you want to make sure we don't miss out on that we might have touched on throughout this week?
I could say this to our listener, mm-hmm, that we need to be deliberate even when we pray that God gives us long suffering as a gift. Mm. Because that way, we will be enabled to exhibit the long-suffering gift in our situations, in the situations we find ourselves. Mm. Let us not wait until we find ourselves in tough situations. You know, it's good to prepare when it's good you prepare. It's good to prepare. It's good to prepare when situations are favorable. So when things are okay with us, let us pray that God kindly give us this spirit of long suffering. That when things will be unfavorable, it can exhibit itself. Like we need to go to the throne of mercy, obtain God's grace and favor that will be handy with us during the time of need.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Thank you so much, my elder, for coming through. Thank you for all the insights that you've shared throughout this week. God bless you, and I trust that we'll be able to connect again for another conversation sometime soon. But until then, God bless you. Have a wonderful Sabbath.
Thank you so much. May God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.